Germany may have won the World Cup this year, but the United States was outstanding on the field. USDA Agricultural Research Service turf breeder Wayne Hanna says a good number of the 2014 World Cup games this year were played on University of Georgia bred turf grass.
We had six of the fields at the World Cup who had USDA and Georgia grasses that were developed. Athletic field type of grasses that we have developed here at Tifton have been used around the world. They're used on golf courses, soccer fields, football fields, all kinds of athletic fields around the world.
Three of the stadiums where World Cup games were played featured Tifgrand, a shade-tolerant, wear-tolerant Bermuda grass hybrid developed jointly by the University of Georgia and USDA's Agricultural Research Service. Three others used another USDA-developed Bermuda grass called Tifway 419. Hanna says U.S.-developed turf grass varieties have become popular worldwide for a number of reasons.
The reason they have been used so widely is that basically we produce a hybrid that's produced on a similar principle that the mule is produced. We cross basically two different species, and our grasses are tough because they combine the best characteristics from two different species. One of the species is Cynodon transvalensis. It has the high quality, fine texture, density, and then we cross it with Cynodon dactylon, which is one that has the toughness, the winter hardiness, the wear tolerance and things. And then these hybrids that we produce are sterile. They don't produce any pollen, which is great because people are around the athletic events and less allergy problems because of no pollen. And they don't produce any seed. Because they don't produce seed, everything is vegetatively propagated. And consequently, the plants that you see out there is a single plant. So it's very uniform. And people like that very smooth, uniform surface. Whether you're playing golf or running on it, you don't have the different textures. So it gives a uniform texture, which takes a lot of the grass variables out of the game.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.